Round four.
Round number four here at the Motor Point Arena. First three rounds more or less in the bag for Khan, although Diaz in that last round got some real significant shots in.
This is a bit like the first couple of rounds with Amir Khan teeing off and not much coming back from Diaz. Diaz had his most encouraging round in the third, but now Khan's starting to pot shot, but a big left.
Diaz has hit him with a counter punch. That's the moment he was waiting for. And Khan was just coming on too aggressively. Diaz stepped away and a massive smash just at the side of Khan's head puts him on the deck. And the first fighter to go down, you wouldn't have thought that was Amir Khan.
Well, that's the big danger point. Just as we said, nothing was coming back from Diaz. He landed a massive overhand right, and that's the biggest problem for Amir Khan, his chin, and it looks wobbly.
Unbelievable.
Second out, round seven.
Round number seven at the Motor Point Arena. Khan leading on points on our scorecard, but down in the fourth. One punch can change this bout.
He's going to have to fight fire with fire. The crowd thought Khan got off with a big shot, but the more big shots Khan's getting off, the wider his guard is. And Diaz just firing back.
Oh, wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches. Diaz gets Khan in the corner. A right from Diaz, combination to the chest of Amir Khan, and they hold each other in the middle of the ring. They've got to be shattered after that exchange.
Yeah, they both are, but to me, Diaz looks the fresher of the two, but I think Diaz might be cut over the right eye now.
Just thought it was almost a Rocky moment where this crowd ran the feet.
Seconds out, round 11.
Penultimate round of this bout, and that eye is patched up again for the Mexican Diaz. Oh, and that's a big one, landed by Diaz on the face of Khan, and he's gone again with a 3 or 4 following that up. Khan's rocked here, Diaz will keep going with the uppercuts. Khan somehow stays on his feet. That was a big hit, right in the sweet spot for Amir Khan.
12th
and final round at the Motor Point. The crowd are on their feet. Here we go, fight time in the most important round of Amir Khan's career, possibly. Good left from Khan, and another one jabbing to the head of Diaz, and both those quick shots from Khan landed, and another couple of big hits from Khan. Diaz returns with an uppercut. That's it, fight over. It goes to the scorecard, and both fighters arms in the air as though they've won the fight. It's a proud moment for them both. They've both acquitted themselves, but what a slugfest in the latter rounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 12 consecutive rounds of boxing here are the judges' score totals. Judge Bill Edwards scores the contest 114 to 113. Judge Steve Gray scores the contest 115 to 113. And Judge Terry O'Connor scores the contest 115 to 112. All three judges. The winner by way of unanimous decision from Bolton!
So the fight in the end was won by Amir Khan on a unanimous judges' decision, 114 to 113, 115 to 113, and 115 to 112. But boy, did Amir Khan have to walk through some very heavy punches and get himself off the deck to win that fight against a very resilient and hungry Mexican in Julio Diaz.